7:30 a.m. on Monday, the 20th of August, up here in Loughloy, Nairn. And it's cooler this morning. I think it's because of the overnight rain has chilled the earth down, and chilled the air down, but still fairly pleasant. Today's to be a lovely day, apparently. So today we are going off to along the North Aberdeenshire coast from there, and we'll pop into places like Forres and Elgin and Fockabers, and then out to Buckie, Macduff, Port Soy, Port Nockie, Pennon. Pennon was, if you may remember, the film Local Hero. That's where it was based, in the tiny village in a cove at Pennon. And then we'll come all the way back in the evening. And it's a most gorgeous run. So, start of the day. I have thoughts on yesterday's lovely day. A lovely day yesterday again. Nice and relaxed. That's what the holiday's all about. Oh, I'm yawning now. Just trying to fill that my lungs up with oxygen. See, this morning I just popped the Sky News on the television and just like to catch up. No, I'm supposed to be on holiday, but still have to catch up. Just a wee bit of news. And I see Tony Scott, the film producer, has apparently committed suicide over there in Los Angeles. Producer of films like Top Gun and Crimson Tide. Brother, of course, of Ridley Scott, famous for Alien and all those fantastic sci-fi movies. So, well, anyway, today, thoughts on today for Tony Scott. May he rest in peace. And I'm sure the whole film world will be sorry to see that they'll never see anything else by that man. It's a shame, isn't it, when people take their lives like that. Anyway, sun's just beginning to pop through the clouds. I can see along the east coast is much brighter than where it is here. So hopefully that's the way the clear skies are coming. And I'll let you know how we get on during the day, as usual, with wee snippets of up here. Just popped into a little village where you actually pass through it called Brodie, and it's all part of Brodie Castle Garden and Estate. But they also have at the roadside a beautiful gift and food hall, and it's very, very similar, but it's much smaller than House of Brewer down there on A9. We always pop into this place here, Brodie Gift Shop. Some amazing stuff, and my wife has always treated me to something nice. Beautiful stags for the garden. One year, the hind the next. They're quite expensive, but it was a holiday treat. And it's such a lovely, lovely store. You know, it's just amazing, amazing gifts everywhere. And a great selection of whiskies. And you know, when I used to drink malt whiskies, and I could drink a lot of malt whiskies, I wasn't a swallower, but I savoured every single drop. But I wouldn't have went out of here 4 or 5 years ago without my wife buying me a bottle of Talisker or Lagavulin, Laphroaig, Bunhaben, anything like that. And now that I've given up the whiskies, I won't be going out with one, but I don't mind, because it was my choice to stop buying bottles of malt whiskey. It was becoming too much of a habit. But this is a beautiful, beautiful store. If you're ever up this way, look out for Brodie. And the castle and gardens are amazing, amazing place. So we're going to have a wee wander around now and see if there's anything worth picking up today. And I appear to have lost my wife. It's going to be a fun day. I've lost it already. I'm getting quite proficient at this now.
Seems to be things as well with the mice
on them. What is that? Is that cheese? Well, that's cheese, isn't it? That's cheese. What would that be, cake?
That'd be cake.
Cheese and cake. That's not bad for eating, I think. Beautiful stuff in here. We'd wander around for hours. Cheap soaps. There's the kitchen stuff here. Joseph. Smell them? No, that's nice.
This is the pot stuff might be good with that. So I'm not sure. Again, it was a spotted.
Yes, aye. Oh, that was the stuff you got the other day there, wasn't it? That's, who's the designer again? No, that's Emma Bridgewater. Was that David?
David,
oh, what's his name? That famous guy.
See the big lobster plates there?
They're beautiful.
I've got a good range of that Joseph thing.
They have. I like this stuff. It's good.
Yeah, there's a full set out there.
It's very inventive for his stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. They've got nice colours on the other thing, that's a big attraction
there. Just dropped in through Forres, about 7 or 8 miles other side, east of Nairn. Forres is an absolutely gorgeous little town. Traditional Main Street market town with some great history behind it. And I'm standing in front of the beautiful big church, which is has some amazing stained glass. But you have to go inside to see it from the inside when the daylight comes through, and it is beautiful stuff. It's like all churches, you have to go inside and see them. Forres is a lovely town, famous, as far as we're concerned, for Macbeth, the butchers, who does the best dark smoked bacon you'll ever come across. Well, we just popped into a wee charity shop in Forres here, and amongst all the amazing stuff that charity shops have nowadays, my wife bought 10 empty glass jars with lids at 10 pence each to take back to an old friend of ours who makes jam. She actually makes excellent jam. And that's what my wife just bought. Of all the things she could have bought, she bought 10 empty GLA jars. Forward thinking, that's what I call that. I have to say that Forres has some amazing and gorgeous gardens and parks for the size of the town.
Are you doing a comment again?
You know, standing in the post office in Elgin to post a couple of parcels to someone makes me think how negligent I am telling you all about Forres and its beautiful gardens and not relating its history. If this had been Paul O'Mahony, quite sure we'd have had a very in-depth insight into the history of the areas, and being a Scot and being negligent in my attention to that makes me feel very guilty. I'll have to up my game, I think, to get anywhere near Paul's enthusiasm. What I will tell you is we are in bad enough country. Google that. The Earl of Badenoch. Leaving Elgin now. The sun has come out, the skies are clearing, and the heat's beginning to build again. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Moving, continuing east now to Fockabers, and I'll tell you about Fockabers when I get there. And now we're in Fockabers and dropped into Audrey Baxter's beautiful tea room from Breston. And it joins the Baxter's Soup Factory. And this is an amazing tourist attraction up here. Coach loads come in this summer.
Sorry?
Brown, please.
Brown? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That looks lovely.
And
yes, yes. I'm telling the rest of the world about Scotland. Yeah. No, I do for it's a social networking community called Audioboo, and as you can see, I'm recording just now.
Yeah.
So I'm up here on holiday.
Yeah.
And every day I'll do throughout the day I'll do wee snippets of where I am.
Project.
Tell the people all about it. But
good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'm going to tell how good your soup is.
Really good.
It always is. I've been here many a time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it's the first time I've done some recording for it. So.
We were
down in posterity, June.
We'll mention June. June served my soup today, and if the soup's not good, we're coming back to write June a cheeky letter.
June will write a cheeky letter.
And she'll write one back. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So as I said, we're both having the lentil and bacon soup, but great selection: minestrone, carrot and coriander, and Cullen skink. And I think they change the variety of soups every day. And I'll tell you another thing about this restaurant is you can get the biggest pancakes you've ever seen covered in cream and sausages and whatever the hell you like. Food's excellent here, service is always great. And if you're ever up this way, do come to Audrey Baxter's visitor centre, visitor attraction. So many gift shops, beautiful little square. You'll spend 2-3 hours here easily. Come up and have your tea, try out their soups, try out everything else they've got. I'm looking at the menu board here and I won't even bother reading it out. It is just so impressive. So, sorry. I'm busy blathering here. Two soups, yes. That's grand, thank you very much. There you go, thank you. So, just heading down now, and we'll supper soup, keep quiet for a wee bit. I should say that the Baxter's experience is not all about eating. They have beautiful gift shops with everything you could imagine. They have a kitchen store where you can buy all the latest stuff for your kitchen. They have the old-fashioned store, the sweet store. It's all done in the old traditional buildings, white buildings with the tiled roofs, and It is one gorgeous place. I'm standing in the little courtyard just now by the water feature. And it's beautiful here on a sunny day. But if you're ever up this way at all, apart from Faulkabers being a lovely little town set in amazing scenery, the Baxter's place is set amongst at the edge of an estate. And come in and see it. It's worth the trip. If you're in the area at all, come out. I can't promote this place highly enough. Just had a soup and it was beautiful. Going for a drive now, hitting the coast road completely, the quiet coast road, and I'll catch you up when I get to the next stop. Stopped off now in the town of Coolin, which of course is famous for Coolin skink, a well-known type of soup. Strictly speaking, it's not a soup, but many will have heard of it. So, there's not much in Coolin, but it is a lovely wee place in a beautiful cove. Well, I've just stopped off at Porsoy, and we all stop here, apart from it being a beautiful town with a very old harbour, which is definitely worth a visit. It sells the best ice cream in the area. Porsoy ice cream is famous and it's great stuff. So, hi there. Could I have a couple of 99s, please?
Yes, one each by one. Two scoops. One.
Two scoops at least. I'll tell you what, can you make one 99 and one with just the chopped nuts or something? Have you got chopped nuts?
Chopped nuts, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, that'll do. Now I'm going to take a picture of these and I'm going to let you see what Porsoy cones look like, because it's the best ice cream in the whole northeast coastline.
You think so?
It is. Absolutely. That's grand, thanks.
No bother. Okay.
That's fine. Hear me talking for a while, it's because I'll be stuffing my face with some Porsoy cones. Well, I have to say that those cones were absolutely delightful and so refreshing, but it was so warm they were running down our wrists, our rating knots. Oh, I've got sticky arms now, but they were great. So now we've moved on to Macduff and stopped outside the wee baker's at Macduff, which has the best apple pies in the whole of this area. And if our luck's in, it's after 2 in the afternoon, if our luck's in, she'll still have one of her famous apple pies for us. And if not, well, we'll just have to settle for our second prize and have something else out of our lovely stock. But It's great when we can have the best smoked bacon in Forres, the best soups and pancakes in Faulkabers at Audrey Baxter's, the best ice cream at Porsoy, and the best apple pie at Macduff, and all in one day's trip. Superb. Well, not only does she have one apple pie left, she had two big apple pies left. So, we bought one. Well, my wife bought one. And when I saw how good it was, I got out the car, ran across, and I bought one as well. Now we have two. But we won't be greedy, you know. We'll just have one each. Can't wait. we'll have that apple pie with tea in Pennon, just along the coast, and I'll tell you about Pennon when we get there. Well, we've made it along to Pennon. It's absolutely beautiful here. So quiet, serene, this little village. There was a wee craft fair in the little town hall. I say town hall, it's not a town. It's seaside hamlet. But anyway, there's a little craft fair. And then we had our tea in the car overlooking this beautiful cove just 50 feet from the water's edge, and we ate a whole big flaky Macduff apple pie. What a couple of greedy pigs. But it was lovely. So we'll be heading back from Pennon now, back the coastal route, and I suppose the next thing I'll say is at the end of the day. And I'll leave you with the sound of the sea, the surf at Pennon.